Nolte, Renee Good and Alex Preti died for an amoral cause. By John Nolte on January 26, 2026. The investigation of the shooting death of anti-ICE protester Alex Preti has yet to be determined, and I have no desire to play CSI, social media, which appears to require no talent other than slowing down video to announce it proves something it doesn't. The shooting of Alex Preti is not the shooting of Renee Good, which was obviously justifiable, as she either tried to run down a law enforcement officer or was willing to run one over hoping to escape while her wife encouraged her by shouting, "Drive, baby, drive." Whatever the outcome of the Preti shooting investigation, one thing Preti and Good had in common was dying for an amoral cause. The goal of the corporate media, cuck Republicans, and Democrats is to take our eyes off the big picture in the hopes that someone dying means illegal immigrants can now magically remain in the country. Sorry, no. They've got to go. All of them. The left also wants us to forget that Renee Good and Alex Preti are the true villains in this morality play. After all, how are you not a villain if you 1. Obstruct law enforcement from 2. Arresting violent criminals, and then 3. Resist arrest. In no moral world are you a hero protecting Anne Frank when you are protecting murderers, child rapists, drug dealers, wife beaters, and gangbangers. Decent people want people who hurt other people off the streets and taken into custody. Evil people protect those people. A wretched cause indeed. Further, decent people do not resist arrest. As far as Preti, maybe we should call him Preti stupid because, whether he was carrying legally or not, he was not, according to Minnesota law. Because he did not have ID on him, you do not bring a loaded firearm with you when your goal is to physically interfere with legal law enforcement activity. And you are even pretty stupider if you resist arrest while carrying. I have a concealed carry license, and never in a million years would I take my gun into a situation where I'm willing to become the aggressor. If you provoke or escalate a situation, as Preti apparently, and obviously, it seems to me, did while resisting arrest, you cannot claim self-defense if you shoot someone. Like Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown, Preti and Good are villains deliberately held up as martyrs by the organized left, who have forever used imperfect martyrs to keep us divided and to gaslight stupid Democrats. If you think that's harsh, fine. But at best, Good and Preti allowed themselves to become useful idiots for the Confederate state of Minnesota. They were too blinded by ideology, partisan rage, and main character syndrome to stop and ask, why is ICE all over America, and this is only happening in Minnesota? The answer, apparently, was just too hard to face, because Minnesota Democrats are desperate to cover up billions in welfare fraud. Cannon fodder. What a waste. What an appalling cause. All caused by moral illiteracy. Editor's note, this story has corrected Renee Good's name. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.